My name's Zach, and I play the bass.
I'm Ryan, I play keys.
Let's start with the album cover. This is a lot of work, considering no one buys CDs anymore. So when people get the digital version, are you going to give them like an origami lesson or something?
No, that's you know, one of the purposes we do with trying to make our art stand out a little bit, the artwork for our albums, is, you know, not a lot of people are buying CDs. And personally, whenever somebody puts out something cool, you know, with something 3D or something that you don't see every day, it makes me want to buy it more. And I usually go do that. I got a lot of respect for people that put extra time and thought and money into their packaging. And it makes me, for somebody who downloads, makes me go out and buy CDs. So we're kind of hoping that it'll do that too.
You've been back and forth between feast and famine, labels, no labels. How did you come to Equal Vision?
Well, they've been really good friends of ours for a long time. The band that we were in before this one was called Anatomy of a Ghost, and we had been talking with Equal Vision since the beginning, and they had just always been doing us favors and helping us out, and they're just really, really good guys. We'd hang out with them all the time. And so recently, you know, we started our own label, and we kind of wanted to put it out ourselves, but we don't have the manpower, the time, the money, anything like that. And so We kind of started a licensing deal with them. We've got a partnership with Equal Vision and our own record label, and they liked our ideas and we liked theirs. They were thinking, they're always kind of thinking ahead, where a lot of labels are kind of drowning right now. They're kind of keeping it above, and so we love the guys and we went with them.
They're cool with us recording as much as we want, and we still own the music, so that's just a good feeling.
You kind of picked an interesting mix for this album. You know, in choice of Paul Q as producer, in choice of, you know, mixing it up in terms of going to the cold of winter to Boston to do it. So, you know, and is that because Paul and Anthony and Adam were there, and it was that it was that mix of human beings that you knew were going to get you an interesting sound?
Yeah, we had been talking to producers. You know, we'd been meeting with them when we were going on tour. We'd stop by in every couple of cities and meet with a producer and check out their studio. And Paul and Adam had mixed our previous record, and we hadn't met them yet, but we had talked to them on the phone, and they just seemed like really good guys. And we went out to dinner with them, and we had some drinks, went back to their studio, and we really liked what they were all about. We liked all their reference points when it came to music. They know so much about music in general, and they kept on emailing us just all these kick-ass funk bands from the 60s that we had never heard of, and we found some really awesome stuff, and we liked their ideas, so we went in to go try it out.
You did choose, though, to purposely make this an album where the songs were distinct songs with different sounds and attitudes and all of that.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to do it. We really just got into the whole kind of songwriting thing on the last record, and we kind of touched on it. And for this one, we kind of thought, hey, we might be able to do this, you know? Yeah, we went in, and I think it was because we were going in with Paul and Adam and Anthony.
We were super nervous because they're names that people know. So we're like, these guys are going to be like, what's the deal? You messed up your part. You don't know your song. So we're like, shit, we got to write songs. But we did, and it ended up being very beneficial in the end, because more room to work if you already kind of know what you're doing.
The tracking went super quick. I was done with bass in 2 days from 2 days of getting there. I just kind of played it. We played it once live. I thought I was going to go, you know, redub some stuff. They're like, no, that's fine. I was like, really? So I'm done? And I just hung out for the rest of the month and kind of chimed in with ideas.
And again, without using influences, one of the things that was interesting to me is I kind of call the album, and I know that you had a vision in this, kind of Motown with loops and technology. Yeah. So you had the Motown Stax soul aesthetic, but then you kind of got loopy, if you'll excuse the expression, and that provided what everybody keeps talking about as far as the new sound, right?
Yeah, so we do like the idea. We like using loops. We like using, we used to use samples a lot. We don't really do that in sequences. We don't really do that anymore. But it was all pretty much, you know, we'd do something live and we kind of chop it up and build off that. And it just kind of, it kind of just gives a nice groove to a song. I don't know, when there's something that you can just stick with. And I like both, but that's just kind of what we were feeling on this record, you know?
So much at our fingertips in the studio, it's hard to really just keep it old school when there's all this stuff laying around to play with, so...
Now, to be really bad punny in terms of fingertips, though, in old school, there were a lot of good keyboards in that studio, weren't there?
There certainly was. I guess you should probably talk.
There were a lot of good keyboards in there. I learned a bit about synths from Anthony, because I didn't really know much about the analog synths. And then there were Rhodes and Clavs and Mellotron. That was the coolest thing. If I could own anything, it'd probably be a Mellotron or a house. But
if I could have
anything in my house.
This band has gone through some interesting times, and this album is 6 years of Alaska, effectively, right?
Pretty much, yeah. It's all lyrically, and John had pretty much written about a period in his life when his family was moving around the state, and they always picked really weird places. They're awesome people. His parents are here, actually, along with mine, and... They traveled all over the state, really remote locations, living in log cabins, you know, going to school where there's, you know, 30 people in a classroom, and that's K through 12. And, you know, there's a lot of things you learn about it. And then once you leave and, you know, you go and we visit all these cities, you really think back to your childhood and how growing up that remote was, you know. He had a lot of just kind of strange feelings, you know. And I felt it too growing up in Alaska. John always says how he would watch, you know, children's shows, and they'd always go and play with their neighbors. And he's like, you know, where's my neighbor? My closest neighbor's 20 miles away, you know?
And it's
an old dude who's probably killed people. And so, yeah, it's nice. And it makes me, being from Alaska, listening to it, it definitely makes me think of growing up there for sure.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.